once you've determined that you think you have an energy vampire in your life, somebody psychically who just lives to diminish your spirit, keep you alive, but just kind of keep coming in and taking that from you, which you don't even want them to have, what can we do about it?
Well, I go through a lot of strategies and positive energy because there are a lot of things that we can do. And the basis for it is you've got to reduce the energetic exchange with them. And here are some very simple things to do. You have to limit your eye contact with an energy vampire because that energy sucking can come through the eyes and the draining. So you don't want to look too long or gaze too long into the eyes.
How can that happen? Through the eyes. Tell me about that.
Oh, the eyes are the windows to the soul. It's a powerful way to send out energy is through the eyes. Very powerful. It's one way that energy can just zap people is through the eyes. And that's how energy vampires often wield their negative power is through the look and also through the voice.
And the look here being a kind of coded look or something which makes us feel bad or makes us want to do something which we don't want to do.
Exactly, or it can just be like a toxic beam that comes from the eyes, and you feel it in your body, especially if you're an empath, you can feel it. It's just toxicity coming from somebody, and it does not feel good, and this is an intuitive call.
Well, and I guess now I'm going to separate that out in that sounds different in one sense, in that when I think of energy vampire, I think of energy going out, but part of what you're talking about there is then a kind of toxic energy coming in,
yes.
Almost a poisonous energy.
Yes, that's draining. That's draining, absolutely. So you don't want to stare into the eyes of somebody who's draining you, a psychic vampire. You want to avert your eyes, and you also don't want to shake hands with them or hug them because this negative energy can come through the touch. Transmitted through the hands, and you don't want to get physically close to them. In fact, as far as you can get away from their energy field, the better, so that you're not in the realm of them affecting you.
Yeah, you mentioned too in the book about energy vampires. One way that you can tell that you are engaged with one is that things kind of get endlessly disputatious, or that you get caught up and you feel like you're always wrong, or that the person is always making you feel like you have to explain yourself to them. And I think that's something that people need to give some real thought to, because there are those out there that live for nothing else than to kind of make everybody else around them dance to their tune.
Oh, yes. And, you know, they just have this way of making you feel guilty for not getting things just right. And they send out endless servings of guilt. And sometimes they resort to verbal abuse or an attack posture. And so they attack you with their blaming, angry, horrible words. And the thing about words is that they transmit energy. And they could be like bullets going from somebody's mouth into your body. And they viscerally can affect you if you're sensitive, like a bullet. And it feels like you're being wounded by their words. And thus your energy starts to drain.
I went through a couple of years of clinical pastoral education, and we studied one thing I always thought was interesting but very challenging, and that was the difference between guilt and shame. And a lot of people, especially when they are ill and in the hospital, they are dealing with guilt and shame. But that guilt is something that that can be a good thing in the sense that you can learn from regret, and you can say, I wish I had done something different, and you can, for a period of time, feel guilty and then hopefully build on that. But that shame is something that other people impose upon you. Shame is an external thing. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, and this type of energy vampire, the blamer or criticizer, knows exactly how to get to your buttons and how to make you ashamed for being you. They make you ashamed of your body. They make you ashamed of your emotions. They make you ashamed of your choices. And then you're being zapped. And as you're ashamed, they're sucking. There's something about that process of making somebody ashamed that opens up your energy so they can get it. As opposed to not allowing yourself to be shamed by having a very strong sense of self and saying no, setting boundaries, which is another tool with energy vampires, saying no, this is unacceptable. And either eliminating these blood suckers from your life or setting very clear boundaries and saying, you're going to have to stop talking to me that way. This is not acceptable.
Well, and that brings us back to a discussion of how do we stop a soul sucker like this. And to use the, you know, the metaphor from films, in a way, by holding up the language of the soul sucker back to themselves, kind of reflecting back to them, it's a little bit like holding up a mirror to a vampire, isn't it? There's nothing here.
Is. It's absolutely saying that. It's saying this is not acceptable. I'm not going to allow this sucking of my energy to happen, and I'm going to stick up for myself. You cannot be a victim and defend yourself against an energy vampire.
And so what other ways are there when we're going to decide we're not going to look this person in the eye, we're not going to shake their hands, we're going to avoid giving them any part of us, but we may have to work with them. We may be related to them. We may be passing a dish to them coming up over Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, that's typical. The energy vampires around the family dinner table, and especially around the holidays.
So what then?
Well, first of all, everybody has to remember to breathe, because people typically hold their breath when they get afraid around energy vampires. And if you do that, that energetically holds the negativity in. And you don't want to do that. The breath is a natural purifier. So if the minute you sense an energy vampire is on the attack, you begin to breathe it out. Because this is energy, this negative energy. You need to keep breathing it out and breathing it out so it doesn't stay stuck in your body. Because if you hold your breath, then that energy makes a home in you. And it makes it easier for the vampire to get your energy if you're not breathing, because the system isn't working. It's not purifying. The body's not purifying itself. And so remember to breathe. And then another technique, which I really go into detail and I really believe in, is the technique of psychic shielding. If you're at the dining room table and your mother or your aunt starts up with you, you sit there, you remember to breathe, and you visualize a protective shield of light about 5 inches from the body, completely encapsulating you and protecting you from this negative, toxic energy that is coming your way. And you visualize it from head to toe, and they don't know what you're doing at the family dinner table. They're still talking, and the negative energy is still coming from them, but you're constructing, visualizing this very real energetic shield. And what happens is that you still hear the vampire's words, but they don't get into you viscerally. And that's what is important. You don't want to let that negative energy get into you and make you sick or exhausted.